Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the postgame show, and it is not a very good final score from Sacramento. The Kings, they get blown out tonight. They got blown out, 113-95. They get outscored 24-23 in the first, 34-27 in the second, 26-17 in the third, and 29-28. They lost all four quarters tonight, 113-95. All right, that is the bad news. The good news is we have a really special show for you tonight, and I'm excited about it. And I think you know how much your support has meant to me, particularly over these last 2.5 years. And when Ryan and I started doing these post-game shows on YouTube, we thought that we could really attract a lot of viewers, but this has been beyond our expectations for this point in the season. And these past five games, we had a lot of individuals utilize the Super Chat, and two of them are with us here tonight. We're going to get to them in just a minute. And we also have a special surprise for you a little bit later in the show. But again, I want to just say thank you very much for your support. It means the world to me. And it's so great to have you right here on If You Don't Like That. Well, we didn't have that tonight because the Kings lose 113-95, but we got Chris and Amir joining us. They were the two highest bidders during the last five games on the Super Chat. Guys, thank you so much. It's so awesome to have you here. Amir, I want to start with you first because I've known you. We've kind of met and we've stayed in touch via email, and you've always come up when you're at the games. But I can't thank you enough for your support, buddy. You've been phenomenal, and it's so awesome to reconnect with you, even though it's over a stream. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, Grant. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Ryan, for everything you've done on the streams. And Chris, nice to finally meet you on the screen, brother. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you as well. I've been great.
That's great. Chris, you and I kind of seeing each other for the first time. Thank you very much for your support. And it's great to have you here, man. How you doing?
Of course, no problem. It's amazing to be here with you guys, Grant, Rhino, and good to see you, Amir.
Hey, Ryan, man, what the hell happened tonight? You with your 130-point prediction at halftime, buddy.
Oh, did I say that? I think it was like 1-2. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah, they just didn't have a Grant. Call me out all day. That was wild.
Yeah. You know, guys, it's been such a good season so far. I'm just curious, Amir and Chris, we'll ask you. And Chris, I'll start with you. Do you think this is one of the worst losses of the season?
I mean, I think you have these kind of games in basketball, they happen from time to time. And I don't want to put too much into it. I think I want to take a couple things we can work on, more specifically in defense, rebounding, maybe offensive rebounding, turnovers, and just move on from there. Stay positive.
What about you? What about you, Amir? Worst loss of the season or one of the worst losses of the season?
Definitely one of the worst, and as Ryan would attest, I missed the entire game. I got home not 10 minutes before I connected with Ryan this evening, and on my drive home, I, for obvious reasons, I didn't want to give Bonneville any ratings, so I didn't listen to the radio at all. I came in and, you know, saw the score. And it was shocking.
Yeah. That's loyalty right there, boys. That's loyalty, man. I love you, sir. Amir. You know how much I appreciate you. Ryan, where do you think things got stale in this game? Again, I don't like the way the Kings played the last few minutes of the first half. They found themselves in a hole, although, you know, what was it, 8 points at the break.
Points.
But boy, that third quarter tonight, Ryan, was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, Grant, it was really bad. You know, and I don't want to take anything away from Toronto. Toronto played very, very good defense. They were all over the floor tonight, but the Kings were making mistakes that the Kings don't normally make. Sabonis fumbling balls, just, you know, really silly things that don't usually happen. So I think it got away from them right there from the tip at the third quarter.
What do you think? They said they had a good game plan on Sabonis via the chat line. It did look like they had a good game plan on Sabonis, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. They were doubling him immediately.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you about your background a little bit. How long have you been a Kings fan?
Kings fan since about 1991. I grew up, I was a big Michael Jordan fan, man. And then we had Spud Webb in Sacramento and then Mitch Richmond, and that just took off from there.
Yeah. How about you, Amir? How long have you been a Kings fan?
95, 96, I want to say. I moved to Sacramento with the family in 93. And it took me, I was 13 at the time. Took me a couple years, but mid to late 90s, I would say.
All right. And tell me about your son, who you have had watching on the stream. First of all, pronounce his name for me correctly, so next time we talk about him, I know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You're about 95% there. It's Shahab.
Okay. Shahab. Say it one more time.
Shahab.
Okay, Shahab. And you're getting him into basketball now. How old is he?
He will be 9 in March of this year. So he's right there. He's more knowledgeable than me sometimes, I feel like. The lingo he uses sometimes, it's very impressive.
Ryan, your son's 8 now, right? Isn't he 8 years old?
He is. He is 8 years old.
Yeah.
And he had his first soccer practice a couple days ago, and the coach said, dribble. He picked up the soccer ball and started bouncing it up and down. I said, all right, time to go.
That is an absolute
That's a real
classic.
Story.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Chris, you know, again, 113-95 tonight. You're going to have bad games. But here's the part, and this has been a phenomenal season so far. So one game's not going to change how I view that. But you think about the home losses this team has had this year, losing at home to Charlotte, losing at home to Washington, losing at home to Atlanta, you know, losing at home to a team in Toronto that entered play 6 games under 500 on the home floor. I just, these are kind of gnawing at me a little bit. Does that bother you, these losses to these basically non-playoff teams at home?
Yeah, it's very difficult. In reality, when you start climbing up the standings, like you said, we're 3rd in the West right now, I believe. And you go into this, you expect to win at home. You try to start building that record at home and then go out on the road and see what you can do. But it's pretty disappointing.
Well, it is disappointing. 113-95. You know, I'm looking at the box score tonight. Is Pascal Siakam on the all opponent Kings team? It seems like whenever the Kings play Pascal Siakam, he kicks their ass.
Yeah, he's the small forward. Steven Adams is the center. Who else we got there, guys? Chris, Amir, chime in.
Devin Booker is the shooting guard. Right.
There you go.
Hey, but Devin Booker's an all-star. But, I mean, we'll see how it's been that. But, all right, so here's the other deal. Van Vliet had 17. He was plus 20. Gary Trent Jr., 16. Here's the deal. How about De'Aaron Fox tonight? He was minus 30 for the game. Think about that. He played 30 minutes, and when he was on the floor, the Kings were outscored by 30. He had 16 points. He had 8 assists, 4 turnovers. You know, just wasn't as active as when we normally see him tonight.
Yeah,
Amir, I know you didn't get a chance to watch the game, and so I'm not going to ask you specifics about this game. But Ryan, that, you know, I thought we would see a different De'Aaron Fox, who only had what, 6 points at the half, or
right.
Toronto did a nice job on him tonight.
They sure did. I really hope a lot of the teams don't watch this tape. You know, we'll chalk it up to that. But they did a great job on Fox as well. You know, sometimes it's an 82-game season and you just don't have it. And Grant, I got to wonder, looking at these two losses, Philadelphia and tonight. Is the Eastern Conference that much better than the Western Conference?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Jerry thought that the top four teams in the West would be better, in the East, or better than in the West. And I don't disagree with him. By the way, about this attire, listen, we have guests on tonight. We've got Chris on, we've got Amir on, and I want to make sure that I wore a shirt that blended in with the background. See, this is not just a ordinary post-game show. This is a show with big-time supporters. So, I had to dress the part. Thank you very much for the compliment. We appreciate that. Yes, this is Tommy Bahama, by the way. You know, in South Florida, where the temperature is in the 80s every day, you gotta go with the flow. I'm sorry. What can I tell you? Amir, you get that, don't you? Amir, you understand where I'm coming from, right?
I do understand where you're coming from. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in Apes. I was hoping for a tuxedo tonight for me and Chris, Chris and I, but
hey, Tommy, Amir, the closest you're going to get to a tuxedo shirt, buddy, and that's at the cleaners tonight.
Yeah.
It works on the golf course, it works on him.
Exactly.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Hey, Chris, you know what? The reason why he's saying that, I wore a tuxedo for my first ever game at the old Arco Arena, 1988. I announced the first ever game in that building. We wore tux. And then I wore a tuxedo for the first game at the Golden One Center. But I think the tux is gone. I don't think we're bringing that out anymore. Chris,
we'll see. You never know.
That's right. Hey, if the Kings make the NBA Finals, I'll show up in my tuxedo. How's that sound? All right?
I'll shave my head.
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, Ryan and I shaved our head back in September. It's not all that bad. Matter of fact, I had a lot of people going, man, you're ugly. You're not as ugly with your head shaved. And I'm like, so wait a minute. I'm a little bit less ugly with my head shaved. Maybe that's the route I have to go. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
All right. So we're going to have a surprise here in a couple of moments, but for right now, 113.95. All right, Chris, so I'm going to start with you first. You said you've been a fan pretty much since the early 90s. Do you have a favorite moment, a favorite game, or a favorite period of time being a Kings fan when you look back at, the last 20 plus years, 30 years for you?
Yeah, I'm trying not to come up with these jokes, but they're just coming. There's been a lot of jokes the last 20 years, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, boy.
2002, I was in high school. I was, competing in my own basketball game, growing my own skills, and I couldn't wait to get back home and watch the Kings game. Many times, if I couldn't get it on TV, I was watching all the spots come up on the internet where, Jay Will used to shoot at 50 feet from the hoop. So that's probably, I live with that and I still hold on to it.
What about you, Amir? What's your favorite period of time with this team, or a favorite game, favorite moment, anything stick out?
Yeah, favorite time, obviously, in the heyday, the early 2000s is my favorite time. My favorite game ever was the game I took my dad to when they were, I think this was 2001, 2002. They were obviously the best team in the NBA playing the Lakers, and we got seats in the old barn about four rows up from the courts, center court. And I think we came up to you that day too. My dad actually took a picture with you right behind your table there. So that's definitely to this day, my favorite game.
Okay. All right, guys, I got a surprise for you. All right. Joining us now on the stream, believe it or not, is a guy that I don't even really need to introduce too much. Oh, it's man. Jerry Reynolds joining us with Amir and Chris. How are you, Jerry?
Well, I'd be a lot better if the Kings had just not kind of crapped it all away there. In fairness, though, the Raptors just simply played better, and their little match zone, I don't think the Kings haven't matched up yet. And so,
yeah,
just, it happens, as I think as Chris or Amir were talking about it. It's the NBA, and you're going to have bad games that you hope. If you're a good team, you're not going to have two of them in a row, I'll tell you that. So that would concern me. But, yeah, Fox and Sabonis, when they're not playing at their best, for one reason or another, Kings, they're going to get exposed.
9 turnovers for Sabonis tonight, Jerry, and he had a lot of turnovers the last game. So back-to-back games with a lot of miscues from Sabonis. Do you think it's more of how the defense has played him in the last two games, or do you see something else there?
I think the defenses are definitely trying to get the ball out of his hands. Really, they've always doubled him, usually after he was kind of in a pivot position, but now they double him on catch, and or a lot of teams are, and so he's got to make his decisions quicker, and we're seeing him make turnovers kind of in a crowd hoping something's going to happen.
All right, here's the biggest, most important question. Does Mrs. Reynolds know Jerry's out of bed? You know, it's approaching your bedtime right now.
You know, she does, but I guarantee she has no clue I'm in here talking to you guys.
Hey, Chris. Chris and Amir.
Again,
Amir,
let's start. We don't communicate all the time anyway, so there's that.
Hey, Amir. Yeah. First of all, Jerry, you're on with Amir and Chris, and they were so phenomenal during the last five games with their support on the Super Chat with their donations, and so we wanted to have them on. So, Amir, you're on with Jerry right now. What do you want to ask him?
This was a surprise. I wasn't expecting this. I don't know if I have any questions, just a lot of gratitude. Jerry, you and Grant are, you've been the dynamic duo for so many years. You are the heart and soul of this, not just this team, but this city. Honestly, I mean, you guys are awesome. Sacramento Kings, and you are very, very well missed, sir.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's, you know, I'll say to that. I mean, Mayor, you're way nicer and than I deserve. And Mrs. Reynolds would vouch for that, by the way. But anyway, it's appreciated. You know, it was a blast for me to be around the Kings, especially, you know, and as I think when Chris mentioned Jay Will, I'll still say, that was the happiest time for me, not necessarily just games, practice. Uh-huh. I mean, we're talking practice. Jay Will, we'll not see his like again, probably, certainly in my lifetime, probably yours either, Chris.
Chris, what about you? You got anything you want to ask Jerry?
Oh, it's so tough. Right on the spot. This is absolute pleasure, Jerry. Watched you so many years, fighting to just get to the TV to see you guys announce. I guess, Jay Will, let's keep it there. What was your fondest memory on the practice court?
Well, yeah. Well, of course, just about every day, you'd always said you'd see something you didn't believe good and you'd see something you didn't believe bad, you know, on the same practice court. But I always remember just one incident that practice was over. And I think Jay Will was the only one still left. Might have been somebody shooting on the other end. And he was practicing all kinds of behind the back and through the leg passes against the walls and looking at the angles and all that stuff. And I said, oh, well, strange, but I understand now. You know, yep. I mean, there's never been a guy that could take care of the ball like him ever. I mean, in the history of the game, in my opinion. And so it's fine.
Jerry, there were always stories that Jay Will on his own would always practice with big work gloves on, that he would literally practice with work gloves on. Did you ever see him do that in a practice facility? We always heard about that, you know, before he got to Sacramento. I don't ever recall seeing that, but there were stories about that with him.
Yeah, I've seen the stories, but I've never seen the work gloves on Jay Will's hand. So, it certainly would be been surprised if he was doing that at the time he was in NBA. You know, sounds like maybe a high school, college way of training.
Jerry, I'm curious. He wasn't Pete Maravich, and I'm not going there, but did he have the same type of flair as Pistol Pete?
Oh, absolutely. I've always said, I mean, and I volunteered some, and I've told you that with Cotton Fitzsimmons when he was Atlanta Hawks coach when Pistol Pete was there. And so in those days you had an assistant coach. So I helped out and Pistol was there. And it, I always said just every practice you'd see something you think, I never seen that before. You know, he was ahead of time, really. Pistol Pete would be a star in today's game, the way they maybe even better. But Jay Will could do everything Pete could do and do it faster.
Wow.
And that's fact. I mean, it, you know, and he'd do things that Pete would be scared to try.
Yeah. Jerry, Chris was talking about becoming a Kings fan. I think it was you, Chris, that said in the early 90s, right? Spud and Mitch. Jerry, take us back there. I mean, Chris started rooting for this team around 91. You made the trade that really turned around the fortunes of the Kings for that period of time. And then later when you traded, the Kings traded Mitch for Chris Webber. Were you aware early on of how unhappy Mitch Richmond appeared to be?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He really never wanted to run or lose and leave TMZ or whatever they were. run TMZ. Mitch, it was a while before he settled in, and I don't think he was ever as happy here as he was in Golden State. But, you know, he bought a home and was good in the community. So there's that. But, Mitch, he was a heck of a player. And as well as I do, he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I don't know if it's fair to say that I thought he was a better defensive player than offensive player, because I think offensively I graded him out at an A. But there were very few players that played in his era that were better two-way players than Mitch Richmond. He was phenomenal on both sides of the floor.
Well, he's one of the best. I think with Mitch, when he wanted to, if it's a big game, a real challenge, Mitch would turn it on. Now, consistently, he didn't have it every night on the defensive end, but, you know, he kind of saved himself for offense. But you're right about that. I mean, he could lock up just about anybody. And, yep. He made it as tough on Michael Jordan as you can make it, which not very tough.
No. Hey, Ryan, we heard from Chris and we heard from Amir. I never really asked you, how old were you? Take me back to your earliest memories of being a Kings fan.
Oh, man. My earliest memories are the Spud Webb days, definitely. Uh-huh. And I grew up with Mitch Richmond. That was my guy. And I found it really interesting, the question you asked about Mitch not being real happy to come here, because for a kid growing up here, he was just a role model to us in the community. And we're talking about he's playing on a team that wasn't very good. And he brought it. Every day he was professional, played both sides of the ball, and it was just exciting to see the Kings evolve. And, love the Rock. Didn't love those Air Bacons. You remember when he got his signature shoe? Oh,
yes,
I know. Those things needed a little bit of love, that's for sure.
Hey, Amir, one of the great lines ever of me covering the Kings and being around the Kings, Mitch Richmond, when the team was playing so badly, he was asked, do you see light at the end of the tunnel? And Mitch said, I don't even see the tunnel. That's how bad things were. I mean, hey, Amir, there were some lean years, my friend. Lean years.
Oh, boy.
I have seen some of them, and I've heard about most of them. So,
Grant, let me jump in really quick on that. During those lean years, though, wouldn't you and Jerry say there were some of the best personalities ever on the Kings at that point? Just genuine good guys to be around.
Well, Jerry coached them. Jerry was, not a coach. I mean, he was in the front office. He was around him every day like I was. I'll let Jerry answer that question.
Well, I mean, it's just like anything. I mean, some of the guys you just love being around. Some on any team, you may like the 10th man better than a star,
right?
But and actually, that's pretty consistent. You know, I tell you what, when it comes down to just like getting along with the team, some guys you're gonna like a little better than others.
Yep.
Kind of so Chris and tangent there, but, I took a couple sleeping pills. I may fall asleep here pretty soon.
Well, you don't have to worry about falling asleep, because I'm going to let you go. I know Chris and Amir appreciate it. I appreciate it. Ryan appreciates it. Yes. But most of all, everybody on the stream appreciates you joining us here on the postgame. Jerry, I do want to ask you this, and I meant to ask you today, and I was remiss in doing so. We lost a real iconic figure in the NBA broadcast booth this week, Bill Shonley, Rip City, the longtime voice of the Blazers. Jerry, there was not a time when I walked onto the floor at the Rose Garden in Portland, or the Moda Center, or whatever it was called. There wasn't one time that I ever stood on the floor when Bill Shonley did not walk up to me, shake my hand, ask me how I was doing, and compliment me. That's the type of guy Bill Shonley was.
Well, it sure was. I mean, there's a reason he's just revered in Portland. And I know the time he certainly worked in radio most of his career, very popular. And just like you said, never a game when he didn't come up, want to visit. We'd talk a little bit. Just absolute gentleman.
Yep. Jerry, thanks for joining us. I know everyone appreciates it. Amir and Chris, you got a chance there to be on with Jerry. I hope you appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Very well. Well, I appreciate Amir. I appreciate you and Chris. And I think I better get my jammies on pretty quick. That's all I can tell you.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Jerry.
Talk to you later. Bye bye.
See you guys.
Guys, what a treasure he is, huh? I mean, what a treasure. What else are you going to say?
He's a beauty.
You know? I mean, Amir, think about how many games you and Chris watched with Jerry Reynolds on TV entertaining us, and he entertained me too, entertained us every single night through thick and thin, through the bad years, through the good years. And what a treasure. We're you know what, guys? We're all blessed and lucky that Jerry Reynolds has been a part of our lives one way or the other.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a legend. Chris, funny story. About, I don't know, 10 years ago, Kings were having another bad year. And we're on the road, it's the last week of the season. And the Kings are having another horrible season. And we're sitting on the bench, getting ready to go on TV about 20, 25 minutes before the game. We're just sitting there talking. And he says, you know what the most important part of our job is, right? Mm-hmm. I look at him, I go, no, what's that? He goes, to convince people they're not seeing what they're seeing. And I got to tell you, I'm laughing so hard. I start like literally got tears coming down. And all of a sudden our stage manager goes, okay, we're ready for you over here. And I'm laughing so hard. My eyes are all watery. I'm just like, how about that? We need to convince the fans that they're not seeing what they're seeing. He said, that's our most important job. Is that a classic or what?
Well, I appreciated it. That's for sure.
Oh, man. Well, guys, Amir, Chris, I want to just, again, I want to thank you for your support. It means the world to Ryan and I. Thank you for your compliments, your donations, but just thank you for being a Kings fan. And thank you for following us here on YouTube. We're blessed to have you and so many others. And I'm sorry that we weren't on under better circumstances after the Kings lost. But thank you very much, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Grant and Ryan. Nice to finally meet you again, Chris. It was fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys. And
thank you guys
again,
so much.
Yep. And we say thank you again for their donations. Ryan, that's why we're doing this, man, for the fans. And how great was it that Jerry came on and spent a couple of minutes with us? Jerry's the freaking best, you know?
He is the best. The best. Yeah. He will do that for, you know, just about anybody. And Chris and Amir's reactions made the night by far, yeah. Even a bad night with the Kings losing.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry is a legend. Jerry is a legend. He really is. He's a legend. Any final thoughts? There's really not much to talk about tonight. The Kings got their doors blown off, and now they start a long road trip with two games in Minnesota. So, you know, we better see a different Kings team than we saw tonight, because tonight was very disappointing.
Yeah, I guess my only final thought is I hope they got it out of their system, right? The next month, they've got 11 of the next 14 on the road. So, you know, bad night. Watch the film. Go on. And hopefully they can get back to normal come Minnesota.
All right. I do want to give some thank yous first and foremost to Bennett's in Roseville and in Sacramento. They're awesome. They're going to be opening up in Rockland this spring, but we talk about great food and their great brunch. Roseville location on Eureka Road in Sacramento, Howe and Fair Oaks. I love their steaks, whether it's the bone-in ribeye, the porterhouse, the New York is phenomenal, prime cuts of beef, and they have everything. They have great fish. You know, I love the redfish. I've been with others when they get the salmon. Never heard a complaint about Bennett's. They're phenomenal. They're also huge Kings fans and supporters. So make sure you check them out and say, hey, we heard about John Grant's show with Ryan on YouTube, and we're great to be here. And I haven't done the brunch yet, Ryan, but that's going to be on my agenda the next time I come into Sac Town.
It's a must-do, Grant. It is absolutely amazing. Great ambiance. Great everything.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to lose your breath talking to Jerry because you know what? He's just like you and me and Ryan and anyone else. He's just a regular guy. No reason to get nervous talking to Jerry. Thank you, Anita. We appreciate that. Your support, and thank you for supporting Bennett's. Fabulous food and people. You got that. Brian and his family are great. So thank you very much. Jake says, my dad is friends with the owner. Well, good, because Brian is good people, man. Good people. And he's here's the other thing I love about Brian Bennett I'm talking about. He's so community-oriented. You know, when I had at my golf tournament, I reached out to him. He goes, what do you need me to do? He didn't ask about anything. He didn't ask when it was. He just said, what can I do for you? What can I do to help you out? And I was just like, wow. You know, that great, great person. And I'm so happy that he is here as a supporter on our YouTube channel. So, Rhino, road trip coming up in Minnesota, and we'll do it all over again then. Let's hope for better fortunes, you know. And Amir, chiming in. Amir, you know what? It was our pleasure, Amir. People really appreciate you, and we appreciate you. So thank you very much. So, Ryan, have a good couple of days, my friend.
You too, Grant. And thank you to everybody out there. And, hey, we're starting our next five-game stretch. So
that's right.
Looking forward to doing this again. So
right now, the letter grade's an F. We got to move the F up. Yeah. Today's an F.
Yeah, solid F. Solid F. Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you. All right. Hey, also want to thank New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. They've been awesome from day one. They are a phenomenal company. If you have any issues with plumbing needs, repairs, just go to sacserviceplumbing.com, or you can call the number on your screen. They've got a fix for you. That's New Works Plumbing, locally owned for over 20 years, sacserviceplumbing.com. That's New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you. Thank you very much, everybody. Greatly appreciate you joining us here. Thanks to Amir and Chris and Jerry. We'll be back for the Timberwolves game. So long, everybody.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.